And this is an interview I've been looking forward to, because every time Eric Johnson, Pat Frazier, and some of the guys that run with them out there at the Veterans National Memorial Shrine and Museum, every time they come on, there's something pretty cool happening. First of all, let me talk to Eric. Eric, welcome to the program, my friend. How are
you? Thank you, Pat. Good to see you again.
Good to be seen. You know, I've had some moments. almost cracked myself up. So out there at the Shrine and Museum, you have announced a watch fire event. Now, this is not the first time. This is like the 33rd, 34th time?
No, this happens every year. This will be our 34th. They call it a watch fire, and it's held at our ceremonial fire pit, which is adjacent to the new Vietnam Wall.
Okay.
So we're easy to find.
Yep.
Just look for the fire, and we start at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And the whole idea is to go 24 hours.
Yeah, if you get out there on O'Day Road, if you drive down O'Day to about the 2100 block of O'Day Road, off of south of Highway 30, as you're getting close, if you can't see the Vietnam Wall, you can't see. Secondly, so if you get out of your car or whatever and you get to the Vietnam Wall, you'll see the fire.
You'll see the fire pit.
And it's going to be pretty cool.
And the people that are out there. You know, what we do is we encourage people to come out who want to remember a loved one who gave their life as a sacrifice to their country. And that's what Memorial Weekend is all about. But this watch fire is so interesting, because when the fire goes through the night, you come and you put a log on for someone to remember. And you can talk about that person and then place the log on the fire. And this has been going on, like I say, for quite a while. And I've been to several, and they're really interesting.
Yeah.
You meet a lot of cool people.
Oh, yeah. Let me talk to Pat real quick. Pat, hi. Good to see you.
Well, good to see you, Pat.
And glad you're here. Now, when he says through the night, this is a 24-hour deal.
It is extended 24 hours. It was originally designed to ensure that the troops were able to get back to their own lines,
right?
During the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, this isn't brand new. I mean, George Washington started this.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, so
he
has been around for a while. The first recorded one that they had was like in 1735. So it's not like we created this out of whole cloth, but I'm really glad that now for the 34th year in a row that right here in the Fort Wayne area, we have a watch fire. And I think that that's really, really important. First of all, I think it links people back to think about the first one and everything that has happened since. But Pat, as Eric told us a minute ago, it's a good way for people to come, drop a log and say, I'm remembering my Uncle Fred. I'm remembering my dad. I'm remembering my grandpa. I'm remembering a guy that graduated with me in high school.
You know, and as you sit back, and I've been to 20 or 22 of these, I've watched people pretty close, and it is a pleasure to see them get some closure. They feel better about themselves. There's tears shed. There's happiness that goes along with that.
Yeah.
But, you know,
emotional.
Pardon me?
It's pretty emotional.
Oh, extremely.
It can't not be emotional. I mean, it just can't.
It's a good thing to see.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, just before you guys came in the room, I was talking to a member of the Honor Flight board. The Honor Flight is in Washington, D.C. right now. And as I was talking to him, the memory of every Honor Flight I've been on came rolling through my head. And every one of them is emotional, almost for different reasons. You know, your emotions get triggered because of this guy here or this woman and her story or whatever. And the same thing is going to happen during this 24 hours of log burning there at the pit, out there at the museum that you're out there on O'Day Road. There are a billion stories where World War II, Vietnam, Korea, Desert Storm, it all means different things to different people.
Sure does, and we get guys from each of those wars out there.
We do.
Yeah.
That's what's amazing. And families.
And families. Their wife is with them, or their daughter.
Yeah. In fact, if I could suggest to people to do something, I was out there. In fact, John and I were there when we had the wall dedicated, the Vietnam Wall, the replica. It's an 80% replica. And that was an incredible. I mean, you had business leaders that had helped pay for that. You had elected officials out there. Members of the county council were out there. Just a lot of people watching. And it was quite an event. And I've got to tell you that a few months later, my wife and I took her parents out there, now in their mid to late 80s, and there was almost nobody else in the park at the time. We were out there one weekday morning, and in the quiet, to walk back along that wall again, it's mind-numbing. I mean, it just you know, I've got guys I went to high school on this wall. It just blows your head, you know, and the fact that we're remembering them right here, that's amazing. Not everybody from here can get to Washington, D.C., but everybody from here can get to O'Day Road.
Well, when people come out this weekend, you're going to see six new granite benches placed in front of the Vietnam Wall, all dedicated to an individual or a group of individuals that have placed these benches in front of the wall. And it is so cool to see those and the people that are on those benches in dedication to their passing.
The Veterans National Memorial Shrine and Museum and their 34th annual watch fire. Make plans. Take your children out, okay? Go out and have a great time and have a great time where they can maybe laugh and run around a little bit, but they can also see exactly what it is. We have people. I saw a great picture the other day, and it showed a family playing on a beach. And it said, just let these people know that they can have their day at the beach. And then it showed the front of the boats arriving there, you know, at the beach of Normandy. Let them know that these people had their day at the beach, too, so they could have theirs. Boy, that brings it into perspective. So guys, this event is happening out at the Veterans National Memorial Shrine and Museum. Now, forget this weekend for a minute. As a whole, you can drive up and walk through that park any time, day or night, and there's no cost for you. You just walk up, you can park. In fact, if you go out to a certain field, you could look out there, and I think you can actually see on the ground where my producer clawed the ground when he got out of the helicopter from the Huey, because I just, you know. Somebody said what they heard when he was screaming as the helicopter was coming in. 14, 15 guys hit the deck because they thought it was an incoming mortar. They weren't sure what it was. No, he had a great time out there. We had a great time. So this is out there on O'Day Road at 2122. The easiest way to do that is if you're leaving Fort Wayne, go west on Highway 30, like you're going to Columbia City. When you come to O'Day Road, turn left and just go a ways down there. You're going south.
2 miles.
2 miles, yep. And then on your left-hand side, boom, there it is. And keep your eyes peeled, because if you're waiting to see the museum, you'll blow by it before you realize where you are. Just start looking for the trees in the park and get out there and everything. So this happens. Now, this is on Friday and Saturday this week.
Friday, yes, sir. Yeah, Friday starts 6 p.m. Friday night, goes till Saturday 6 p.m., and it's a 24-hour watch fire. And, you know, the interesting thing about it is they have this – people go, well, why is it held Memorial Weekend? Well, originally, Memorial Weekend was called Decoration Day.
Yes,
that's exactly right. And then in 1971, they changed it to Memorial Day. But as Decoration Day, it was thought of as you could take flowers to a grave or gravesite, put the flowers on it. It would be held in the springtime, so there would be plenty of flowers and better weather.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why – Memorial Day is what it is today,
yeah.
I guess, and the timing of Decoration Day to Memorial Day.
And for me, from a program standpoint, it's like John and I put this together perfectly with the honor flight being today and then you guys doing this Friday and Saturday. It's like, how did you guys pull that off? Well, we are incredible.
Okay. So, well, one thing I do want to mention real quick is the fact that this Memorial Day is for the fallen.
Yeah.
This is for our brothers and sisters.
Yeah,
that
this is
passed.
Not Veterans Day.
No,
this is not a Veterans Day. This is their day. And please honor these people that gave up their lives.
Yep. Yep. And many of them gave up their lives being drafted and going to a place that they couldn't even pronounce half the cities in that place, realizing that they might, but not sure they were going to lose their lives there. And many of them did. So we honor them for what they have done, and the price that the families paid. I mean, the people that, you know, that the black sedan pulls up in front and the two guys in dress uniforms get out and come to the house. As you look out the picture window, you know why they're at your house. Those people paid a price, too. Huge price.
Oh, my gosh. The families.
Yep.
No
families.
Question.
Yep.
And still, today.
Yep. No, you're right. Absolutely. When I think about the time that I was out there, it was really unusual. There was a lot of fun on the day that we dedicated the Vietnam Memorial Wall out there. games for people, the food, and people laughing, and you see friends greeting each other. But there were moments when you saw people, for example, walking along the Vietnam Wall, and it's like they had come to the end of themselves. You know, it's like they were being faced with what that they had never really faced maybe before. I saw one guy out there who was standing there crying. And I said,
you see a lot of that.
Yeah. Well, I asked him. I said, because he was a fairly young guy, and I said, did you lose somebody in Vietnam? He said, I didn't even know anybody that served in Vietnam. But until you stand here and you see the numbers of names of people that paid the price just in that one war so that we could be here and be free, he said, how do you not cry? It was amazing to me to see him do that.
You know, we have so many people that come to the wall.
Yeah.
And Pat will go out and talk to them. And you know, it's so emotional for those people that are there, whether it's their brother on the wall or their dad or their grandfather.
Yep.
And we just don't realize how emotional that moment is.
And sometimes I don't say a word. I just put my hand on their shoulder.
Yep. Sometimes that's all you can do. And sometimes that's more than that's the best word you can come up with.
Sure.
Exactly.
That's true.
I mean, and I've always said this, Pat, and I'll say it on the radio. Christ died for our sins, but the soldier died for our freedom.
Yep. No, you're exactly correct. You are exactly correct. Well, guys, I appreciate you, first of all, hosting another Watchfire, now for the 34th time.
Sure.
It's out there at O'Day Road this Friday and Saturday. Starts at 6 p.m. Friday, ends 6 p.m. Saturday. It runs all night long. There's no cost to go. It's an incredible way to remember these people, men and women, by the way, who have given their lives. And I hope that you guys will find a way to make sure you and your family get out there.
Pat, one last thing. I did get a call from Dave McCulloch, and he said the Honor Guard from Huntington High School, ROTC, will do the closing ceremony on Saturday at 6 o'clock.
Is that right? Yeah. You know, these ROTC groups at some of these places, it seems like a lot of places I go and I give patriotic speeches. The ROTC from Concordia shows up. Now you've got Huntington showing up. The Civil Air Patrol from Wayne High School is always there to greet honor flights when they come home. It's just amazing. And to see this understanding of patriotism and this understanding of our heritage being handed off to this next generation is really, really awesome. John's going to take care of our commercial break as we get ready. Thank you guys
for coming, Pat.
Thank you very much.
You know, anything that you need from us as a program, we're always sitting here for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Because outside of that, we're not worth a whole lot, okay? So I just heard half my audience in my ear go, amen.
Podcasts by Federated Media.